Welcome to Apple at Work. This is a podcast looking at Apple and the enterprise markets and the surrounding ecosystem. I'm Bradley Chambers, your host, and this week I have a special guest. It's Anna from KitCast. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bradley. Thanks for having me today.
So for our listeners that don't know, tell us about KitCast.
KitCast is an Apple TV app for digital signage. So basically, KitCast is a magic stick that can turn your Apple TV into a digital signage player in a few clicks of a button.
I think I've been a customer for the better part of 5 years. It's really been fantastic. How did you guys come up with the idea for KitCast?
Oh, okay. Good question. Thank you. So my co-founders are from Apple development team, and they have a very broad experience with building software for Apple devices. And as soon as Apple TV released App Store, you know, this idea just naturally came up as an opportunity to us, and we decided to build an app for Apple TV. And we did some research and found out that digital signage market is like 20 billion size and anticipated to reach 30 billion by 2030. And guess what? Content management is still one of the top problems on digital signage market, which is kind of ridiculous, right? Because if you can't update content and if you can't keep it relevant, it kind of undermines the whole point of having a digital signage in the first place. So we decided to fix this problem and bring digital signage to any level of business, from small to medium to enterprises.
It's interesting you mentioned the size of the market. Like I said, I've been, we've been using you guys for a year. I probably was one of the at least the first 10 customers. And if you have heard people say, well, the Apple TV is really an expensive way to do digital signage. And I have to stop them and say, no, you have no idea how complicated this market is and how expensive it is. If you don't believe me, call some sort of like systems integrator and get a quote on these things. They are incredibly complex, incredibly complicated to deploy, and incredibly complicated to manage. So when you start looking at, I've seen systems where like it was like $300 to $400 per display on top of some sort of like infrastructure you've got to build and manage and maintain to update it. And it is so incredibly expensive and complicated. And so with, I've been actually using the Apple TV for digital signage for the better part of a decade, even on the Apple TV that didn't have an app store. My workaround was to set the screensaver on the Apple TV to flicker back. And this has obviously been years ago since you could do this, the screensaver to flicker. And what I would do is I would upload our slides to Flickr. And when the screensaver would start, it would pick up the slides. The only caveat with this was, when you added new slides, you had to go stop and start the screensaver to get it to pick up the new ones. But like, it did work. And if you just had four or five displays, that's a just a little 5 minute operation to walk around and do it. But when the Apple TV came out, it really to me said, wow, this is really a nice method for that. It's easy to install, has Wi-Fi, so you don't have to worry about getting data to it. Assuming you have Wi-Fi in a location, you just got to plug it up to power. And if you've got a TV there, you're especially good to go. And then the size of the box is perfect as well. What kind of like, I guess, who are your customers? What are your customers doing with KitCast?
Yep. So, our customer space is very diverse. Like, it starts from small to medium businesses. It's a perfect solution. It's a total no-brainer for people who haven't had experience with digital signage before. Like, we have a lot of just coffee shop owners or store managers among our clients who are just looking at setting up digital signage, and they find us and they can't believe it that, they can get everything set without inviting a whole tech team to do all the installation on the training, So just you grab a TV screen, you take Apple TV, just plug it in, take HDMI cable, download KitKat tab, and you're good to go, literally in minutes. So yeah, so that's, we're talking if you only have a handful of like displays. And then we have schools and enterprise clients. With schools, as you probably know, they, a lot of them use Apple devices, including Apple TVs, both in classrooms and around campuses. And KitKat turns out to be a great solution for them because they can switch between a digital signage mode and airplane. For example, for the TV screens that are in the classrooms, they can stream some kind of just data such as news or weather or some announcements for the students. And then once the class starts, the teacher just starts airplane the presentation or whatever they need for the class, and then just go back to the digital signage mode once they don't need the presentation anymore.
What do you know, from a manageability standpoint, the Apple TV really is nicely done when it's prepared or, you know, kind of paired with a management system. How has that impacted your customers to be able to deploy Apple TV and manage them remotely from a, you know, various mobile device management solutions?
Yep. So here I would say just one word, scalability. It's just very simple to scale from one screen to 1,000 screens, especially with MDM services such as Jamf and AirWatch. These are the two that I see most commonly used by our clients. They allow zero-touch deployment. We have a lot of retail clients with hundreds and a couple with thousands of screens. They just purchase Apple TVs and pre-configure them with the MDM services and just send them out to the stores. And all the store managers need to do is open the box, plug it in, and they're all set. It just starts playing the content that was, you know, pre-scheduled by the marketing team or the team in headquarters.
So before we move on, let's take a quick minute to thank our sponsor for this week.
Apple at Work is sponsored by Jamf. Jamf, the standard for Apple in the enterprise, extends the legendary Apple experience that people love to businesses, schools, and government organizations through its software and Jamf Nation, which is the largest online community of Apple IT admins in the world. 35,000 customers from more than 100 countries entrust Jamf to help them to succeed with Apple. They have a growing product line with Jamf Pro, Jamf Now, Jamf Connect, Jamf Protect, and Jamf School. So regardless of your needs, they've got a product to fit it. They are in lockstep with Apple on operating system and feature releases, providing same-day support for iOS and macOS and tvOS. Their products are built exclusively for Apple. To learn more, visit jamf.com/9to5Mac. Again, that's jamf.com/9to5Mac. Thanks to Jamf for sponsoring this episode of Apple at Work.
And we're back. So, yeah, I think that word scalability is key, where if you just had one or two displays and you didn't want to go through the trouble of, you know, getting them managed among a management system, like, you could do that. You know, things you're going to have to manage are, doing the software updates, things like single app mode you might have to enable manually by plugging up to Mac if you wanted to do that. But certainly from a scalability perspective, pairing that with a management system would make it where, certainly from a distributed enterprise, it'll be a lot easier to scale it out. Now, I think that's one of the places where KitKat fills a nice niche, because since it's cloud-based, it's a software as a service, you don't have to worry about, installing something in your data center and having all your locations talk back to it and setting up port forwarding and things and opening up ports. If the Apple TV can get on the internet, you can use KitKat. And I think that's really one of the nice things about it, is you can trust that, hey, if I've got a store in Seattle and I'm in New York, I hit upload and it's just there. And it's really kind of a magical experience. And we found that the built-in editor to make your own graphics is really, really good. But it's also just as easy to make your own graphics in something like Photoshop or Pixelmator and upload them as well. And it all just kind of works.
Exactly. Yeah. So a couple words on the cloud-based system. Yes, we do offer unlimited cloud storage, which is pretty, again, which is a part of the no-brainer solution that I mentioned. So you don't have to worry about the size of the files or whether you're going to run out of storage. So no limitations on storage, on the number of users, on the number of screens, or the number of playlists. So it's like all-inclusive solution. But with that, we can also offer on-premise solution if needed, because we do have some enterprise clients that have security restrictions and are, you know, they are not using cloud services for the security reasons. And one of them is Disney. They do have Apple TVs installed in their studios in Burbank, and they're using KitKat for internal communications. But for them, we had to build a custom on-premise solution. So we also can do that.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't realize you guys had that option. And it does make sense to, if you did have somebody that wanted to use it, to kind of give them like flexibility. Have there been any pain points from using Apple TV for digital signage?
You know, I've been doing a research on this for a Digital Signage Expo in Vegas, where I'm presenting on Apple TV on April 1st. And I've been asking this question to our most like active users, both from small and medium businesses to enterprises. And I haven't found a single issue yet, believe it or not. So I don't have anything coming into my mind right now.
The only thing I'd love to see Apple do in the future here is even compared to a lot of the digital signage solutions on the market, the Apple TV is affordable at $149. I think I would love to see like a $79 like kind of Apple TV stick that could be used for AirPlay, but then also could be a great digital signage tool. Would be easier to mount. You just literally kind of plug it into the back of the TV, plug it into power, or if the TV puts off USB power, could power from that. And just make it even more affordable for folks to, you know, again, turnkey solution. You can roll these things in your MDM, ship them out, plug them up to TVs. They download the app, they get registered, then they're up and running. That does bring me another question. How do folks, is it possible through like your MDM to pre-register a location to KitKat so you don't have to sign in once you're in front of the Apple TV?
Location, you mean like geographic location?
Well, or? When you set up KitKat, it gives you, you open the app for the first time, it gives you a code, and that's how you register that app to your account. Oh. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to pre-do that through mobile device management systems?
Of course, yeah. You don't have to go through that stamp if you're using MDM service. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that makes it even better.
Probably
yeah,
for manual setup, yeah.
Yeah, so you really could, you know, have 1,000 locations, enroll them in your MDM, pack them up, ship them out, and they all just start coming online right away, because assuming they're getting a network connection from, you know, automatically as well. Have you had any sort of kind of, we didn't even think about that use cases, where a customer was using KitKat in a way that you never envisioned?
Well, most common use cases are, as I mentioned, internal communications, educational, retail, and it's, of course, menu boards in coffee shops and restaurants. But one of the use cases that I would like to mention is, I guess, one of our clients, Blizzard Entertainment. I'm pretty sure you've heard of that company. So they requested a feature that would allow them to stream video games. Like, they were not basically interested in any other features. They just wanted like game streaming on their screens and their offices. So that was the custom integration that we did for them. And I guess that was one case that would stand out among others.
Do you think, like, you know, thinking if you go, I just, this past weekend, I went to a NHL hockey game, and you obviously have these like massive menu boards and everything. Do you see the Apple TV kind of continuing to grow in this market and then kind of reach out to the more high-end solutions? Or do you think the Apple TV will stay in more of this like small mid-range market?
I would love to see Apple TV grow into that segment, but as of now, Apple TV is still considered more of a consumer device. I think that just takes time for the businesses to try it out and, you know, maybe on a smaller use cases, start with internal communications and then scale to a more, you know, mass distribution of displays and Apple TVs. That's what I have seen with a couple of our clients, with retail clients. They just started using it internally and then put it on for like video walls and TV screens, like customer facing TV screens in their stores.
Yeah, is there anything from like an API perspective that say you wish KitKast could do that it just can't?
Well, actually, we are working on 2.0 version that we are releasing just before Digital Signage Expo, and we are working on a new API. I don't want to spoil that as of now, because we'll do a public release at the end of March, in the beginning of April. So yeah, we'll have more capabilities with the newer API.
Oh, but looking forward to hearing about that. Definitely keep us posted about that, so we can keep our listeners informed of the latest developments in this market. Like, again, I think it's going to be a growing market. I think it's, compared to what else is on the market, it's incredibly affordable, and it's easy to deploy, easy to manage. It's all web-based. I love that if you have 10 different locations, you can be anywhere in the world and change your schedule, change out graphics. There's a really cool feature I love that you can do, like if you wanted something, say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'd have one schedule, you could have that. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you could have another one. It's just been fantastic. It's a really, really easy platform. So if you're looking for a simple way to get started with digital signage, you know, you want something, but you don't want a kind of complicated solution, check out KitKast. It works on the Apple TV. And I believe you guys have an Amazon Fire TV app as well, do you not?
Yes, we also work on Android as well.
I've tried the app. It seems to work well. I think the big difference for users is going to be just that manageability piece. If you need the MDM feature that you could get with the Apple TV, that's going to be that really the justification for having the Apple TV there, because obviously the Fire Stick is a lot less expensive, but you do lose that kind of remote management option. Anna, any parting words for our listeners as we head out this week?
Actually, I thank everyone for being with us here today, and I wish all of you a productive week, and check out KitKast at kitkast.tv, or send me an email at Anna, at kitkast.tv, and I'll hook you up with a free trial.
Yeah, that we'll put a link to your website and your email in the show notes. So if you're wanting to get started, even with just a trial account, to check out to see what you could do with digital signage and Apple TV, definitely try that. I've been a customer for at least 5 years, and I don't even think about switching, because I just don't have to think about it. So Anna, thanks for coming on the show, and everybody, thanks for listening this week. If you could, if you're listening in Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating, share it with your friends. That helps us to grow the show as well. And we'll be back in a few weeks. Thanks. Yeah, thanks.